Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Hallelujah. There are four things that hinder many Christians from receiving the benefits promised them in God's Word. First, not believing God will do what His Word says He will do. If I were to ask you what you would say, if I were to ask you, what would you say the most important verse in the Bible is? You'd probably say John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Truthfully, that's important. But it has to be built off trust. Trust in God's Word. That's why I consider Numbers 23:19 one of the most important verses in the Bible.
Numbers 23, verse 19 in the Classic Amplified Bible. God is not a man that he should tell or act a lie, neither the son of man that he should feel repentance or compunction for what he has promised. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good?
We got to believe that God will do what he says he'll do, no matter what our current circumstances may be. As we begin to embrace the possibilities and promises of God's Word being manifested in our lives on a daily basis, there are three absolute facts we need to never doubt or question. Fact number one, see what God wants us to see.
Jeremiah 1, verse 11 in the Message Bible. God's message came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I said, a walking stick, that's all. And God said, good eyes. I'm sticking with you. I'll make every word I give you come true.
Now, that's what I call a wow scripture. It stirs my faith and prompts me to see things not as they are, but as God says they can be. Fact number two, every word, every promise God has ever given us will come true.
Genesis 28, verse 13 in the Message Bible. Then God was right before him saying, I am God, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. I'm giving the ground on which you are sleeping to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will be as the dust of the earth. They'll stretch from west to east and from north to south. All the families of the earth will bless themselves in you and your descendants. Yes, I'll stay with you. I'll protect you wherever you go, and I'll bring you back to this very ground. I'll stick with you until I've done everything I promised you.
That's another wow scripture. God will stay with each of us as we journey through life, no matter what we're facing. And not only that, he'll protect us from all harm and stick around till everything he has promised comes true. Fact number three. God will stick with you through thick and thin till his promises come in. We must believe that God will do what he says he'll do, regardless of our current circumstances or even what we perceive to be the consequences. When we obey without hesitation, our future is set. Consider what the angel said to Mary in the Message Bible version of Luke 1:45.
Blessed woman who believed what God said, believed every word would come true.
Yes, we believe that God will do what he says he'll do. Second hindrance we're going to talk about. Not really believing that God would do for us what he does for anyone else.
Acts 10, verse 34, in the Message Bible translation. Peter fairly exploded with his good news. It's God's own truth. Nothing could be plainer. God plays no favorites. It makes no difference who you are or where you're from. If you want God and are ready to do as he says, the door is open.
There are seven key points in that version of Acts 10:34. First, it's God's own truth. Nothing could be plainer. Second, God plays no favorites. Third, it makes no difference who you are. Fourth, or where you're from. Fifth, if you want God. Sixth, are you ready to do as God says? Seventh, then the door is open. Have you ever tried to see someone whose door was shut and their secretary assistant told you they weren't available? You know that one conversation with that person could change your life, but yet it's not going to happen. It's time to shout, because we have 24/7 access to the greatest financial advisor, talent agent, negotiator, publicist, dream maker that ever lived. His door is never closed. It's always open to us.
Matthew 7, verse 7 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Keep on asking, and it will be given you. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking reverently, and the door will be open to you.
If you're ready to do what he says, the door is open to you. One final thought on Acts 10:34. I've read that verse in 13 different translations, and I've never seen any sort of asterisk or footnote indicating that this scripture doesn't apply to everybody on planet Earth. Once and for all, each of us need to settle in our minds that our great God Jehovah is no respecter of persons, never has been, and never will be. Third, taking the credit for what he's done for us. Taking the credit for what he's done for us. If it weren't for God, we wouldn't be thinking, breathing, or even living.
John 10:10. In the New Living Translation, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose, this is Jesus speaking, is to give them a rich and satisfying life. We've got what we've got because he entrusted it to us. Romans 12:3 in the Message Bible. I'm speaking to you out of deep gratitude for all that God has given me, and especially as I have responsibilities in relation to you. Living then, as every one of you does, in pure grace, it's important that you not misinterpret yourselves as people who are bringing this goodness to God. No, God brings it all to you. The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what he does for us, not by what we are and what we do for him. We need to always remember who gave us the opportunity to be successful. In 2 Corinthians 2:12, in the New Living Translation, it says, when I came out of the city of Troas to preach the good news of Christ, the Lord opened a door of opportunity for me.
And by the way, whether we've taken advantage of that opportunity or not is not really the point. He's given us the opportunity. What we've done with it is our gift back to him. So we need to make it good. Always remember why you are, where you are, and who gave you life, eternal and abundant, along with a vision for your future. If we continually remember and honor God for what he's done for us, then we will always keep success, our success, in a proper and scriptural perspective.
Psalm 35, verse 28 in the Classic Amplified Bible. It offers us some pretty good advice. And my tongue shall talk of your righteousness, rightness, and justice, and of my reasons for your praise all the day long.
Number four, the fourth hindrance is a failure to recognize and praise God as a miracle-working God. When we're under economic attack, many believers shift to panic instead of praise, feeling desperate, depressed, and helpless. Let me say that again. When tough times come up, many believers shift into panic mode instead of the praise mode. If you felt that way, Psalm 34:2 offers you some great advice. Let all who are helpless take heart. Hallelujah. To be helpless is to be without help. If you feel hopeless, that's the perfect time to begin rejoicing and praising God for his faithful promises. How do you take heart in the middle of a storm? You do it by praising him in all things.
The Message Bible translation of Psalm 34, verse 2 says, I live and breathe God. If things aren't going well, hear this and be happy. In the midst of your financial storm, don't feel helpless. Be happy as you praise him. Psalm 34, verse 3 says, Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together.
No matter what, God is so worthy of our praise. That phrase is so much more than song lyrics. It has to be our lifestyle. Psalm 35:28, Classic Amplified Bible, says, And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness, rightness, and justice, and of my reasons for your praises all the day long. Without question, if we want to feel the presence of the Lord fast, then we need to start praising him. And there's so much to praise him for. Praise him for what we've got, regardless of how meager it may seem at the time, meager it may seem at the time. Praise him for what he's doing. See, that's a giant step towards manifesting his promises in our daily lives. Just feel like praising him. Hallelujah. Praise him in the morning. Praise him at the noontime. Praise him all the day long. Hallelujah. 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 Stay with me a minute. First, go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. You'll be glad you did. While you're there, if you've been blessed by the teaching at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. And finally, make plans now to join us tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live. The teaching tomorrow night is entitled, It's Not a Money Problem, It's a Mind Problem. You're going to want to make sure you're a part of that. Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you.